Welcome to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast. This is Wyatt Houts at havenofbliss.com.
Lamb of God, worthy is your name. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus.
Why are you lying right now? Sorry, can I cut you? And is saying, do I find it or do I not find it? And what that angel is looking for is for an actual calling, for an actual you of yourself calling for the Lord. Is he going to be able to find it in you or not? And it started with you, and I can't remember your name.
Me?
Yes. So he's going to go around the room and touch each one of you, see who is, can he find someone that's calling actually to the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide anything from the Lord. And if you're here to call on him, do call on him. And if you're not, ask for him to create a desperation in you to call on him. Or ask him that you need to know him. If you don't know the Lord right now, and you have no idea what's going on, that's okay. Just ask him, who are you? So when it comes to your turn, to see what you're looking for, so he may be able to find you are looking for him. So just keep that in mind as we keep on worshiping. Who are you looking for?
Take me past the obstacle. Through the holy place, past the prison altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Cast me aside a crowd of people, and the priest will sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found a place. Take me in through the holy, holy. Me in by the blood of the Lamb. Here and we invite you to be present, Lord. Jesus, take center stage. Jesus.
Jesus, take center stage and show us what it means that you died on the cross. Show us what it is blood means, Lord. You bought us with Christ. We were sold into slavery, and yet you bought us back with your own life and with your own blood. Lord, let us see what your hands look like. Let us see what your feet look like. Let us see what it means that you sacrificed for us. God, we don't want to take your salvation lightly. We don't want to do what Paul says, and because we've been saved and because we've been received, we just sin because we're free and because we're forgiven, Lord. But may we become a holy people. That we hunger and thirst for you. Touch us so that we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, Lord.
Presence of the Lord in here right now. Maybe there's some people that just have a head knowledge of who Jesus is and don't really know it in their heart. And that only comes if the Holy Spirit reveals that to your heart. So anyone who does not know Jesus in their heart in a revelation way, I just ask you to ask the Lord to show himself to you, and that everyone here would get a deeper revelation of who he is tonight, that we may catch just another glimpse of him. Thank you.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned on to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all. We have peace because of his wounds. We are healed because of his wounds. He loves us so much.
Who will go and feed my people? Who will take care of those who are in need? And then, like, the chorus of the song is like, here am I, Lord. It is I will go for you. I've heard you calling. And And I was thinking last week about, like, you know, I was like 12 when I joined the choir, and if we think that, like, it's stuff like that that just ruined me. You know, like, once I was like, here I am, like, that was it. The Lord was like, you'll go. And then, like, within a couple of years, I was in Africa, and I was in China, and I was in Korea, and, you know, I'm going to the Dominican Republic, and like, as soon as I said, here I am, I'll go, like, the Lord was like, well, okay. And it ruined me, you know? Like, in my mouth is this, like, taste for other lands, and it, like, can't be quenched. Like, I have to go places. And, like, I must travel. I must meet other people. I, like, must, like, use the mission trip in the front. Just pull it and, like, play with little street kids all week. And, the Lord really hears us when we say stuff like that. And, I don't know exactly where I'm going. You know, we were talking about, you know, just crying out and looking at these verses that are about salvation and about how good it is to follow the Lord. And as I was driving here, I was just listening to the radio, and I heard somebody talking about what it means to be redeemed. I really feel like that's for somebody here. Like, there's somebody here who needs to know that they're redeemed. And what that means is that, like, when we're born, like, we're sinful people. Like, we are slaves to sin. Like, if you are not in Christ, like, it's hard as you try, like, you will always be a slave to sin without Christ, except for, like, not redeemed, ransomed, that's the word in the book. But it means that we were sold in slavery, and we were slaves to sin, and that Christ, like, he bought us back. And I think the message there is that, like, it was Jesus' intention to buy you back. And, not a, like, plural, like, it was Jesus' intention to buy all of humanity back. But, like, he saw our hearts, and he saw the people who would be like, I'll go. And he saw the people who would be like, I will fall in love with you. And then he bought them back. Because his heart is for those who love him. And his heart is for those who will give up everything. And even those who will try to hold on to some of their life. But really, like, you know, my heart's desire is to give everything to the Lord. And I just get the impression that somebody here needs to know that God wanted you. And just for us all, like, this idea of saying, here I am, you know, we sometimes make our faith really small, but it's in, like, little things where we're like, yes, I'll go. And then, like, when I say that God ruined me, I mean that, like, you know, like, I've had, like, bigger adventures than I ever could have imagined, and I'm guessing that this coming week is going to be one of those huge adventures that, like, could only come from the Lord. It could only be sin that gave up everything. And I'm like, well, you guys, your heart beats for something different. Some guys, your heart beats for cars, or, like, your heart beats for children, or your heart beats for orphans, your heart beats for prostitutes, your heart beats for your friends at school. And I think that we can ask the Lord to send us to the places that our heart beats for. He wants to make your life, like, crazy and, like, better than you ever imagined, bigger than you ever imagined. I'm gonna But thank Lord, there is none like you. And we're going to, like I said before, we're going to sing in Spanish a little tonight for kicks and giggles. And so I'm just going to read the words that are in Spanish. And you can just follow around and maybe give you a little translation. Nadie como tú. Nadie más lleno mi ser como tú. Por la eternidad podría buscar, mas no hay nadie como tú. And then at the bottom, no nadie como tú. No nadie como tú. Precioso y glorioso, tan bella, tan hermoso. Yes. And I don't know any accents in there, because I don't know how to do my mic.
Send it over here. I'm having a blast. Keep going.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Sing that again. Thank you.
And I just think this is one of the best songs I've ever sang in my life. So, if you don't speak Finnish, I was just inviting them to meditate on this as a prayer.
Come to the come. How does it even sound?
I'm just gonna sing it, and if you know it, feel free to join me. I'm just gonna sing it, and you guys can
jump
join
in.
Alright. It's been a movement. It's been a be powerful and be big.
we want you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus, Lord, and where we don't want you, would you make us hungry? And the parts that we don't want to give up to you, Lord, would you make us thirst for righteousness? Oh, we want you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come and let us not leave unchanged.
I'd love to share something if you guys don't mind.
Yay!
All right. When I worship the Lord, it reminds me of how thankful I am that Jesus died on the cross for us. And, you know, we praise Him corporately. His Holy Spirit comes upon us, and we realize how good God is, and it impresses our emotions and our feelings. And it, like, I heard your message. What's your name?
Mine?
Yeah. What?
Debbie.
Kind of like what Debbie said, and I remembered reading about Jesus healing 8 or 9, 10 lepers, and it said that only one person came back out of those 9 or 8 or 9 men to thank Him. And, you know, Jesus did so much for us on the cross, and, you know, He lifts us up, and it says the Holy Spirit will never let us be tempted beyond what will break us. But I think of this as like a vignette in the God's goodness, and how we've been forgiven of so much. But Jesus gave us another message about the steward, or the debtor who was forgiven a large debt. And then when one of his servants came with a small debt, he wouldn't forgive them. And then when the master came and saw that this person had done this wretched thing, he threw the man in prison. And you can read that about what Jesus said. So I just want to challenge you that, you know, when we're worshiping together and we feel God's presence, and you think about how God has like lifted us up and encourages us up, and throughout your week when you're not worshiping, you're not praising, you're not around God, what have you done in your life, and how is that evidence of God's like grace on you, that He encourages you and helps you? What do you do that to your brothers? And if you love God, you need to love your brother. And if you don't love those people around you and show God's love to your brother, it says that you're a liar about your love to God. So I just want you to encourage you and be thankful for what Jesus has done, and think about how you can share that throughout your week, and just be encouraged that our Lord is in control of us. So thank you, guys.
Can you move over here?
Yeah.